From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The UN envoy to Libya warned Wednesday that the political process in the country's parliament was taking too long, which would allow for the further expansion of the Islamic State group in the region. Martin Kobler told a news conference in Tunis that changes to the country's peace deal are possible after the internationally recognized parliament rejected one article of the agreement, which would strip a powerful army chief of his post.
I urge the respect, and here I have the authority of the Security Council of the United Nations behind me, I urge the respect for the stipulations of the agreement. And it says if there are changes, if some things cannot be accepted, there is a mechanism in place.
On Monday, Libya's House of Representatives also voted against the unity government proposed under the peace deal, giving rivals 10 days to come up with a new, smaller cabinet. A committee of key Syrian opposition groups is expected to decide Wednesday whether to participate in a UN-brokered peace talks in Geneva. The UN Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura, sent out invitations to the negotiations on Tuesday, but did not disclose who was on the list. Apple shares sank in opening trade Wednesday after the company warned that iPhone sales could fall for the first time in the coming quarter. About 15 minutes into trade, shares of the consumer technology giant were down 5% to $94.96 as investors soured on the outlook of the world's largest company by market valuation and the longtime leader of the U.S. tech industry. You're listening to VOA News. The United States and China have reaffirmed their commitment to a denuclearized Korean Peninsula, but have not agreed on a new set of penalties after North Korea's recent nuclear test. After meeting in Beijing Wednesday with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the two countries have made cooperative progress on issues such as climate change, but remain divided over how to deal with North Korea.
We look forward to working with China, which China agreed today to do, to engage in an accelerated effort at the United Nations, instructing both of our representatives to work together to try to achieve an understanding about the strong resolution that introduces significant new measures to curtail North Korea's ability to advance its prescribed nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
Meanwhile, the Chinese foreign minister said Wednesday his country was prepared to support a new UN resolution against Pyongyang's nuclear program, but he did not mention any specific penalties and said the resolution should not provoke new tensions. Russia and China are imposing their biggest clampdown on civil society in a generation, and Europe's efforts to manage its migrant crisis risk undermining its core values. That's according to Human Rights Watch in its annual global review. The review of more than 90 countries' human rights records was released in Istanbul Wednesday and highlighted Russia and China, but said rights crackdown are also taking place in countries from Ethiopia to Turkey. The group's executive director, Kenneth Roth, held a news conference in Istanbul.
What we've noticed over the last year in particular is that the autocrats of the world, the authoritarian governments, are running scared in the face of civil society. This has become particularly acute now that civil society has been empowered by social media, particularly social media on a mobile phone. Because what that means is that it is much easier for civic groups to mobilize large numbers of people on the street in order to protest governmental policy.
Again, that is Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Roth. The United Nations Wednesday launched an appeal for $393 million in humanitarian assistance for Afghanistan this year to meet acute life-saving needs of millions of vulnerable people across the country. Mark Bowden, the UN humanitarian coordinator, said Wednesday that the money would go to support related to food, health care, nutrition, safe water, and sanitation that will reach an estimated 3.5 million people. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.